Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marsfall is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Andy, he started glitching and his voice turned into hers. And she hijacked Sequoia. One of the doors, I was under it and she crushed me, but I wasn't scared for me, I was scared for Andy. You can't even imagine how he felt when Faye invaded his mind, when she violated him. Ah, fuck, of course you can. Sorry, I shouldn't have.
It's okay.
What did you mean before? Did I hear it?
Shh. Do you hear it? Do you hear it? It's outside the buggy.
You mean that whistling?
Good. Not crazy.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions.
I heard it before. It was in my head, in the sound tunnel, and it...
Jeez! Now I really got cabin fever. It feels like we're on the Titanic.
I have to go. Humans aren't meant to stay inside like this, trapped like we're in a
simulation. What are you doing? Hey, you can't go out there. Even if you manage to dig your way through the snow, you're still limping. There's hurricane winds, temperatures I've never even heard of. Thunder snow, Jackie. Fucking thunder snow.
I have to. There's no air.
Jackie, no.
Yes! No!
Jackie, stop!
Ask me! I'm getting out of this one way or another!
No! Come on!
I am your commanding officer! You're getting back on me right now!
Well, you're not commanding officer anymore! What was that about you not being crazy? To bed. Come on. You'll feel better after a healthy 8 hours. Per night. Per week.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me.
It's nothing. Just going out of our minds. night, Jackie.
Good night, Chip.
Morning or middle of the night.
Sure.
You'll be proud to know that I didn't leave the buggy. Take that, claustrophobia.
Snowed in for five souls or practically a claustrophilic.
I want to go, Chip.
The second the storm's done, we'll dig our way out, have a snowball fight.
No. I want to go home.
We will. Olympus Mons, then back home to Sequoia.
No. Chip, I want to go home. I want to go to Earth. I just can't take this.
I know. Penned in under 6 feet of snow. I mean, who wants to be buried alive?
At least in a real coffin, I could get some sleep.
Don't say things like that. I do the dark jokes around here. Stay in your lane, will you? Scratching yourself like that.
Not long.
Jackie, I need you to hold it together. I'm gonna lose it. Tell me something nice.
Nice?
Like when you were a kid, what did you do for fun?
I practiced my trombone. I practiced drawing.
Practice isn't fun?
I played video games. I even had a stream, a side hustle.
That's not fun, that's work.
I like work.
What did you do on your birthday?
Well, every year, my parents would wake me up at exactly 7 a.m., which was the minute I was born.
Noted for my astrological charts.
And they'd bring me a stack of exactly 3 blueberry pancakes with a candle on top. And then we'd go to the Air and Space Museum and see the Apollo exhibit. And at dinner, we'd have mac and cheese and a slice of my dad's world-famous strawberry shortcake. And I'd open my presents, a book, new suspenders, a pair of Vans.
What?
It was okay, Chip, catch up. And the best part was that after my mom went to bed, Dad would sneak in my room and give me an extra slice of strawberry shortcake. Every year, exactly the same. Until I went to college. I don't even know when my birthday is on Mars.
I do.
Really?
It's today.
What? No, it's not.
Let me check the star chart. Yep, it's Jackie Orania's birth soul, and look at that. It's 7 a.m. on the dot.
Yeah, how do we know it's not your birth soul?
Chart says it is. Guess we're twins.
Oh, the twins of Mars. You know, I think I read that one. What are you looking for?
A candle.
That's a blowtorch, Chip.
Semantics. Happy birth soul to you. Happy birth soul to you. Happy birth soul, dear Jackie. Happy birth soul to you. Make a wish and blow out your torch.
One.
Two.
And many more.
Oh, thanks, Chip.
Thank you, sis.
No problem, little brother.
I prefer a little brother.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Real dark. There's a silhouette of something. It's rolling down the slope fast.
It couldn't be the shadows, could it?
Whatever it was, it sounded metal, but who says shadows can't be metal? Grigori said they're all highly individualized. Those are rocks.
Are they?
I don't know. I'm not a geologist.
That fucking whistle! It's in my head. It's pulling me.
It's okay.
I have to.
Whoa. Stop. You pull out your hair, I'll have to knit you a hat, which means I'll need yarn, which means I'll need wool, which means I'll have to genetically engineer sheep. Look at me. You know what we did on my birthday back home? Me and Archie, our friend Dave, we would drown out every last sound in the world until there was nothing left but us.
What?
Just stay here and don't hurt yourself.
You know, that tablet was locked.
I'm an astronautical engineer. I can hack into anything. Hey there, cats and kittens and gender-neutral felines. Here's a tune coming at you from Chip and the Chipette.
I'm the Chipette?
That's right. Here's a tune that's sure to make you smile. The number one hit of 2042. Miss you. Every time you go out, every time. Basking in your morning light.
I'm a star, I'm drawn to you like fire flies. I want you here, it's so cold outside. Sing with me, sing with me. Come on, and sing with me.
Chipette, your verse. Come on.
Turn it off, please.
What? Oh.
Stupid song. It was playing when Katie and I met.
I'm so bad at this.
What?
At keeping you, I don't know, stable.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I haven't been stable since we landed on this planet. It's not your job to knit me back together when I'm unraveling after Kyla and the violation.
I shouldn't have said that.
It's not something you can fix with 2 minutes of karaoke.
I just thought it'd help a little. I'll leave you alone. Here, tablet pro tip. Next time, don't make your password your actual birthday. Night, Jackie.
Night, Chip.
Bashing into us so I can punch him in the fucking mouth!
No, no. This is bullshit. After all we've been through, we're not going to lose it to a whistle and unidentified flying objects. Okay, maybe we're both going crazy and I can't fix that. But you know what I can do? Let's rock this bitch.
I thought you said karaoke doesn't fix anything.
That was before.
Well, I don't know this one.
That's because it's a Jackie Orania original composition, open mic night, Cornell University, 2013. Said I gotta ease up this girl from my old town. She said, let your hair down.
Skip to the chorus.
Oh, what the heck? Why are you skipping the chorus?
Well, make it up.
Okay, here we go. Don't wanna be messed up. It's time that you messed up. That we're super depressed up in the messed up place. And as we're both drowning,
trapped in here, your eyes on the out there. I want you to be here, but it's so hard. Born in the last verse, last ones in the universe.
You know it.
Still here, but it's Jackie, and it really is morning.
Look at us, made it through a whole blizzard with our minds intact and our voices shot.
And you doubted the healing power of the karaoke.
Oh, never again, I swear.
You know what this calls for? Blueberry pancakes.
I don't think we have those.
I'll find something.
I can see over the snow here.
Melts enough. We can try digging our way out later. What do you say? Outside? Want to go outside?
I don't know. I can stay in here another decade.
What? You don't want to dig your way through 6 feet of Martian ice without a shovel?
Oh, I mean, I guess we could use our birth soul blowtorch.
Oh, wait. Didn't you bring your standard issue High Commander pickaxe?
All right. Well, enough with the chip quips. Oh, come here. Look at this.
What am I looking at?
I think it's the thing that hit the buggy. There.
Is that? It can't be.
It's a robot.
Marsfall is created and produced by Eric Saris, Sam Bose Miller, Dan Lovely, and Brian Goodhart. This episode featured Shannon Lovely as Jackie Orania and Sam Bose Miller as Chip Heddleston. Written by Seth Malosky. Directed by Eric Saris. Recording, dialogue, edit, sound design, and final mix by Brian Goodhart and Owen Shearer. Miss You is composed by Sambos Miller with lyrics by Seth Malosky and is performed by The Dream Eaters and Peter Wiley. Please Don't Take Off is composed by Sambos Miller with lyrics by Seth Malosky and Dan Lovely and is performed by Shannon Lovely, Sambos Miller, Eric Saris, and Brian Goodhart. All other original music composed, performed, and assembled by Sambos Miller. If you enjoy our show and wish to support our artists, you can do so by following the link in our episode description. Our Patreon will connect you with our Marsfall community, where you can access our complete series soundtrack, bonus miniseries, and exclusive gear for both your physical and digital lives. And if you're already a supporter of the show, thank you so much, as we wouldn't be here without you. Feel free to reach out to us on social media, as we love hearing from all of you, and please consider leaving a rating and review so more listeners can find our colonists. Thanks again for listening. We sincerely hope you enjoyed this episode.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.